I don't know what you've heard about you, but he's with the sweet spot 1 to 3. He loves it when you spit on that thing. He's the afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you've heard about you, but he's with the sweet spot 1 to 3. His best friend is Jacob Daddy. It's the afternoon J-U-B.
Yeah, 2:39 here on the Sweet Spot on a Tuesday. You hear the theme song, so you know we're about to talk to a Texas Radio Hall of Famer. One third of those morning musers who now have a podcast called The Musers, the Podcast. Mm-hmm. He's a Marconi winner, and he's our friend. It's George Dunham. Hi, Jeb.
Sweet Spot. How are we doing?
Tuesday. We have baseball playoffs on our TV. The weather's getting better. Life is good.
Yeah.
How many starting
pitchers
can you name?
You called
in the,
that one. You guys have been saying that all year long about Boach.
Yeah,
I know, man. Can you name any starting pitchers that are pitching today, George? Sean got one.
Man, I have no idea. Why don't you do it, John?
You got Scoobs.
Yeah, you named
going right now. He's out. He went 7 2/3.
You named them all before
I
guessed earlier. So thank you for that, I suppose. But Justin had a great idea to get into with you here.
And it's not sexually charged or anything.
This is a
football. That's for next week.
It's just kid stuff.
Football related thing. And I do hate that Romeo Doubs tortured the Cowboys secondary as he did. However, I do love all the memes that stemmed from that, because Romeo Doubs was wearing one of the big puffy Guardian caps, which, if we're being honest, I think it's a smart thing, because receivers can take incredible damage going over the middle.
Absolutely.
I just wish they didn't look as goofy as they do, because he looks like Toad from Super Mario out there. And when it's a yellow helmet like the Packers are, it looks even bigger for whatever reason.
Yeah, maybe because it's gold or yellow, it just makes it look more ridiculous. But yeah, some of those memes were hilarious, how big they made the helmet.
It's like the Great Gazoo from the Flintstones.
And that's the one thing that I don't understand about that, is because it does make the head bigger. When you land on, like, you know, the turf or something, are you more likely to have a neck injury?
It's a good question.
This has been around for what? This is year 3 of these, maybe?
Like
they're
that.
Still
that
relatively
right.
new. I don't think these are going to stick around too long. Like, I'm surprised any player wants to wear these, to be honest
with
you.
More and more.
Well,
doing
I think
it.
Most don't, yeah.
You watch the Rams game this past weekend. They have a handful of guys.
You always notice the one guy.
The Packers have a couple now.
I don't think the Cowboys have had any. They don't have any this year.
No. We see them.
We don't want softies on our team.
We see them out at camp. And I guess it's been a thing for the past 3 to 5 years at training camp. And Monty brought up a great question. What was there back in the day that was a gear revolution or something like that?
Got to be the neck roll.
Those were
popular
awesome.
In the 70s. The neck roll of the 70s, some was like a complete circle, but the one that I always thought was really cool was that horseshoe-looking thing that went around the top of the shoulder pads. Y'all remember those?
Like Brian Bosworth?
The cowboy collar?
Yeah, the Boswar one. And my couple of years playing 7th, 8th, and 9th grade football, I really wanted one. But if you don't really play, then... There's really no need to wear one. But I practiced. I could have worn one in practice. I just always thought those were cool. But those just went away, and I wonder why.
Yeah, when I was – it was the cowboy collar was big for linebackers, the one that Dexter Coakley used to wear.
Oh, yeah.
Was – that always made – and it was usually the smaller linebackers that would wear it just to make them look bigger. I thought the washboard looked cool. Marcus Steele used to wear that.
Like the Brian Cox one.
Yeah, I thought that was really awesome. Yeah, those have kind of gone away.
Didn't Daryl Moose Johnston used to wear some sort of neck protection?
I think so. I think most fullbacks used to.
Yeah.
Yeah, fullbacks and linebackers, it always seemed like. And sometimes linemen.
Yeah.
Sometimes linemen would wear them.
Tyron Smith wore a cowboy collar for a little bit. And I thought that looked really cool because he's just so freaking big. Yeah, we need to bring we need to bring those back just to make you look bigger.
You. And I'm surprised with, all the talk about protection and safety, that those just, did they just figure they didn't do anything?
Probably not. I guess
outside of looking cool.
Yeah, It makes you look cool, and that's really the main point of football is just to look cool.
I mean,
cool.
It's wild that nobody's wearing hip pads or knee pads.
See,
or
those
thigh pads.
Those
like
don't do anything. Like the 1/8-inch foam knee pads. Because I remember when I played, we would like always take them out after warm-ups.
And our coaches would get so pissed if we didn't put those in our pants for practice.
Oh, I hated them so bad.
Man, I swear we had like a pant pad check in junior high.
Yeah, right.
Where we had to like get on the sideline and the official would come down the line just to make sure that we were wearing our pads and our pants.
They do a cup check too? Just go down the line?
I don't know. And that went by the wayside, too. In junior high, it was required, but in high school, it wasn't.
In football?
Yeah, I never wore
one in football. I did.
I don't think they do now.
I was risking it, man.
No. It's actually worse in football, because if it slides and it gets up there and pinches it, like if you take a punch to it, yeah, it's going to hurt. But like in baseball, you wear it because you don't want to catch a 100-mile-per-hour exit velo right off of the one of the guys.
Just balloons up into a grapefruit.
Yeah. It happens. Ask Beltre.
And I feel
that would be the worst.
I feel like we're also in a weird time for face masks. And I've always been curious because I know that, I guess Craig is more the uniforms are on the Muser show, but I know you've got opinions about face masks and it feels like they're getting way more tricked up now. Now I'm not saying that what they used to be with like the single bar across the front in the 70s, that was a bad look. They evolved into the 80s and 90s, but right now they're getting just way tricked up.
They are getting tricked up, and are you surprised too? Look, players, I think Micah wears one of these. It doesn't look like it's big enough, you know, or protective enough.
Like he could catch a fist in the face? Or
yeah.
What?
Yeah, there are some, that, you know, that face mask, it goes down just a little bit lower, and it almost looks like an old school face mask where he's like, man, I thought we were getting away from that so guys couldn't get hands to the face.
See,
I miss
the offensive linemen wearing the full cage face mask because you don't see that anymore.
No.
Like, you pretty much every position has the 2-bar, 3-bar face mask, and then the offensive linemen will just wear a visor over it, which I guess does the same exact thing.
Yeah,
that's smart.
It's probably smarter and you can see better, but if we're just talking aesthetics and looking like a badass, if you're an offensive lineman, you need to have a lot of cages. And if you have one down the middle, it adds a bonus to it.
I have a picture of my dad when he was playing service ball in World War II, which, by the way, he played against current NFL players of the time and college players at the time because, you know, they were off at war, and I'd like to do a deeper dive into that, exactly why they were doing it. I think it was for morale, to keep morale up and things like that. But anyway, my dad played, and there's a picture of him at defensive end, and they all had leather helmets.
That's great.
Could you imagine just being in hand-to-hand combat like that and just have a leather helmet and that's it?
Isn't there an argument that might be safer? Like, all these rugby people are like, well, because you don't have
they don't
full,
wear helmets.
Full helmet, you actually, like, naturally proceed with more caution and there's maybe less head injuries, which I don't know if I buy that.
But I do think they were like hockey players and their faces were just all beat up and broken noses and, yeah. But I do think you're right in that they wouldn't lead with their head. They would probably use better tackling techniques than what you see today.
And there's not as, because I don't watch rugby as much as, I don't know if you guys do, but is it full speed collision like in football? If you're a receiver going over the middle, is there somebody running 20 miles per hour at you, or is it all just kind of confined?
I mean,
because that's where the big thing is in football.
Bigger, thicker dudes, so they're not going like as fast as like a receiver, but they're hauling ass.
Yeah, it seems like they clobber each other. But they always say that they feel like their sport is safer somehow.
And it seems like, and maybe it's just because we don't watch it here in America as much, but we don't hear about, you know, a big hot button issue being concussions in rugby. I've never heard about that in my life. Like, I'm sure it still happens, but yeah, that's a huge focus with the NFL is how to cut down on concussions. And they're taking steps. I don't think you're ever going to solve it. Like, there's always going to be, it's going to be part of the game, which is sad. But yeah, maybe.
Well, maybe those new helmets will morph into something that makes it even more difficult to get a concussion.
And you do
see technology we don't even know about yet.
Like, you don't see any of the old school Rydell helmets. Like, I think Aaron Rodgers still wears one.
Yeah.
If you note, and it looks so shocking now, and it looks so old. But if you turn on a game from, heck, even 10 years ago, it was half of the players were wearing Rydell helmets, half were wearing Revolution helmets.
Watching America's team, that
that
jumped out to me.
Do you think we need to go back to bigger shoulder pads and pay more attention to the leg pads? Would that help at all?
No leg pads. If you want, because every player wants to be faster. And they'll say that they want, you know, safety. All players want her to play fast. And if you
Are you sure that doesn't help with hits to the thigh or the knee area?
You're wearing
those pads?
You might be sore. It really doesn't. Like, it's like eighth inch of foam. If you get hit in the knee, it's gonna hurt regardless. Like, if it cuts you from running a 4.5 to a 4.48, like, you're gonna take the speed advantage. Like, you just kind of deal with it.
I wonder if we're gonna have some sort of like Teflon pant or something that's gonna
Teflon pant,
like spandex.
You know what I mean?
Pants.
Like, like you look like a superhero or something, and it's made out of some sort of material that protects you in some way,
like Kevlar, like Batman. Or something.
Yeah, maybe that's what I was going for. What did I say?
Teflon.
Teflon.
It'd be good in rain.
Yeah, Kevlar. There we go.
The Teflon will be great in weather games for sure.
Oh. Yeah, something. You know, something.
So help me out. No, go ahead.
I was going to say, we've talked for 5 or 6 minutes, and we haven't even talked about a local team that is 5-0.
How about that?
Let's go.
What is up, America?
And our guy is 1-0 after being on with us.
Drew Mesta about, making me horny.
Yeah, we have a lot of names for him. Drew Mesta making me horny. Drew Moneymaker.
Drew Heisman Maker?
Heisman Maker?
Craig Rosengarten thought it was Monster Mash.
Okay.
He's Monster Maker.
Oh, there he is.
Drew Monster Maker?
That Monster Maker? What is that?
Oh. No, they're a great story. And I saw in both polls they have 7 votes and TCU has 6.
What's up?
Now, if they play TCU, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know if that.
I think TCU is really good.
UNT's got a freshman running back who just scores like 10 touchdowns every game.
God, that kid is incredible.
Yeah.
2 Fridays from now, George Denton, South
Let's
Florida.
Let's go. Everyone go, and it's a blackout.
Oh, blackout night. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Going to look good.
All right, Ja.
I will be there.
We love you, and we will support the Musers, the podcast, and your podcast with Bob, and, of course, 6
Heck
to 9
yeah. mm-hmm.
every day.
Thank you, boys.
See you, Georgie. Talk to you next
Have
week.
Have an awesome week. And, oh, hey, Mino.
Yeah, what's up?
Who's in first place in Picks with Friends?
Oh, let me look. Oh, hey! Giorgio had a good week. Congratulations! All by yourself.
Lucky there.
Winners only this Thursday. Let's pick another one.
Winners only, folks. That's what I've been telling you.
Let's go. See you, George.
See you, boys.